the week that was here on the K92 Morning Thang. There's nothing better than reliving the greatest moments of the week, specifically because the week is over and it's time for the weekend. Woo! That's what makes it great, and that's why we look back on the top moments of the week here on your K92 Morning Thing. So many things went down this week.
What do we do?
I always look forward to this moment. It's like watching your favorite TV show. You know, they do that episode where they revisit things from the past.
Yeah, and you forget about certain moments. You're like, oh my God, I love that episode so much. Where did that fish get trapped in Monica's bathing suit? Because that is top moment number three here on the K92 Morning Thing. Where'd that little fishy go?
I see them, but then they disappear, but not into the ocean, but into my cover-ups.
Into the great abyss.
And I was like, oh my gosh, I feel them.
That was a good decision.
And so I walk into the water and just try to make them swim their way back to the ocean.
You twerk them out.
I try to twerk them on out.
Go toward the light.
Go back to your home.
Don't swim into the cave.
Find your home, Nemo. I was like, go ahead.
Finding Nemo 3 just has a totally different feel to it. Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, there's definitely a twist. Then Dory's watching in the corner. What's going on over there? Hey! Top clip number two. I mean, there are pinnacles of careers.
Right.
People win awards. They get accolades. Mm-hmm. Maybe they make $1 million. Not here on the K92 Morning Thing. The pinnacle of my career is naming butts. 15 seconds of naming butts in Fat Chance. Here we go. 15 seconds. Let's go. Derriere, booty, badonkadonk, ass, buttocks, cheeks, the backside, the undercarriage, the bum, the bum stickety bum stickety bum, the rump, the round mound of rebound.
Yeah.
Round.
I think you got more than
you got.
You
14.
Yes.
I think
I'm gonna tell y'all right now. That is the pinnacle of my career. That's it. Doesn't get any better than that.
Round mound of rebound.
Uh-huh. I am now retiring because I have reached the level.
Yep.
Speaking of the level, we have realized that Antoine Terrell is in dire need of one thing. His own tattoo.
Oh.
He doesn't have a tattoo, Monica.
I have
a tattoo. Monica has 612 tattoos.
Yes, she does.
And we have decided that Antoine needs to get his own tattoo in tribute of his favorite team, the Los Angeles Lakers.
That's right.
And his favorite athlete, LeBron James. And how will this tattoo go down? Here's the fantastic idea. But it says LeBron James was here.
No, nope, nope.
What
nope.
Do you think LeBron James is here on your stomach? Belly tat?
Yeah.
A belly tat?
Uh-huh.
I don't.
Thug Life tattoo. Tupac Thug Life tattoo. Uh-huh.
LeBron James was here.
Yeah, or just had him dunking into your belly.
Uh huh.
Into your belly.
He's dunking into your belly button.
No. Okay, you guys are going too far. No. No, no.
And you call yourself a fan.
That would be cool.
So, what do you think?
I still say no.
What?
I still say no.
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 Okay.
Mm-mm. I don't need somebody dunking in my belly button.
What
if you get like a little, like your favorite superhero, but he's like scratching your ear, like he's on your neck and he reaches over. He's like always scratching your ear you.
Why?
You know, or Spider-Man, he's just shooting a web and the web covers your head. So
ooh,
he's like
yes.
Stuck to you. Like, boom.
You could do that.
I hate how creative. And I see that. And it's not a terrible looking tattoo for somebody who gets crazy looking tattoo.
Because his neck, his hand extends up your neck.
And then
like,
it's
the
a web.
Pew, pew, pew. Yeah, that would be, that's badass.
Yeah.
That's
and then badass. And then behind your ear, it says, pew, pew, pew.
Yeah.
And
it says it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we can do that. Or, you know, if you still with LeBron James, maybe you want to get a tattoo of his face on your belly. Because you know how you can move your belly?
I don't think that's it. I think it's Avengers now. I think we get Hulk. And Hulk, is his arms take over your arms on the back. And it's like, so it's like he's hugging you.
Oh,
he's trying to protect you
from
whatever.
That would be so cute.
Yes.
But Monica, LeBron could sing, too.
I know what today is.
Hey.
Taco Tuesday with you.
He's moving his belly.
The day that I found you,
yep. And then Hulk hands around holding tacos.
Yes.
Holding tacos.
You're going to look so awesome. I'm so excited for you
covered
when you look
tats.
Cool. You look dumb right now in comparison.
I will never get another job if I ever leave here.
Well, you're not going to have this job anymore if you don't go get your Hulk, taco hand, LeBron James singing belly.
They will
I'm
see
sure.
How creative you are with your
uh-huh.
tattoo, with your ink.
Uh-huh.
They'll be like, instant hire.
Instant hire.
Instant hire.
Yep. This guy is creative. Instant hire. Those are your top moments of the week. Making more memories there. We haven't played this in a while. I'm excited. Hip Hop Spelling Bee right around the corner at 8:15. We give you popular hip hoppers, as the kids don't say. And you try to spell them. Hip Hop Spelling Bee on the way.